Hey everyone, I was hoping to get this message put together sooner, but things like this unfortunately take time to set up. I just want to say that the acts of war against Ukraine break my heart, and I know as a prior service member myself that my thoughts and prayers go out to everyone who's fighting the fight that they really shouldn't have to. That being said, we have been working behind the scenes with all of our podcasts and podcast partners to put a fund together in order to pay for any refugee housing and other needs that go alongside that, like food, water, and any clothing needs. Internally, many podcasts in the Hospitality FM network have voluntarily given up sponsorship money in order to donate to the cause and are working on a unified message in order to spread throughout all of our podcasts. So this is me calling out to all of our property manager friends, industry experts, and anyone knowing of those providing lodging for Ukrainian refugees seeking safety. You can contact me directly at Will, with one L, W-I-L, at slicktalkmedia.com. We have an internal document that is being updated in real time, so if anyone could share this message within your network, we'd greatly appreciate it. I'm also placing in the show notes a link to our GoFundMe and landing page for Rentals to Rescue. That's rentalstorescue.com, where we're putting funds together in order to, again, provide finances for any of these lodging and relocation needs. So thank you so much for tuning into this quick message. I hope you guys are all well and safe, as I know we have tons of listeners in Ukraine and other countries in Europe. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Good morning, hospitality. How are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Good morning. Still didn't get this mark. I don't know. You said to me a few times you sent it, but
it's in the mail. It's in the mail.
It's in the mail. I swear.
No, it's still not there.
Okay. Well, we're gonna call USPS, FedEx, all of them, and tell them that they need to up their game a little bit, get that overseas travel shipping primed. Gentlemen, welcome back. Golden, how was overseas? We were so honored by your presence last week when you were in London at the Book Direct show. How was everything else?
Yeah, it was really good to see people that we haven't seen in 2 years. It's wild that it's been that long. It's just like picking up where you left off. There's very much that feeling of like not skipping a beat and jumping right back into it, which is really cool. I think a lot of the discussion was less around COVID and more around what's coming and what's next, which is also a good sign and much needed. And then it was a lot of paperwork going, crossing borders and getting on planes and tests that are not always the most accurate. So it was nerve-wracking and you had to be rather organized, but totally worth it. So good to see everybody.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, so you went to the UK, to London, right? And after you went to France?
Yep. So London had a Book Direct show and then a short stay show, kind of back to back. Much of a different audience, surprisingly. And then in France, there was Antonio's Vacation Rental World Summit. And he always does it in a really beautiful location. The past couple of years, it had been in Lake Como. And this year, it was in Annecy, France, which is another lake right at the base of the Alps. So rather impressively beautiful location, about 30, 45 minutes from Geneva.
Cool.
Awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. Well, I think for the next time that we see each other, I need to have, if I can get it uploaded in time, I'm grabbing it, a screenshot here. Just thought of it. It was like, you know what? I think, Michael, with the way you were dressed, that great jacket, you need one of these bad boys for the next live in-person event, which is uploading. Here we go. Boom. get you a nice little Rodecaster microphone. Oh. I'll put a GMH sticker on it. Be perfect.
Let's do it.
I think it fits you. So
we can live interview people across VMA.
That's what we're gonna do.
I'll order five. No, we need those mic with this. In Dutch, we call it the plop cup. I have no clue how it is in English, but indeed, you need to brand it. It'll be fun. Do some interviews there.
Be perfect. Well, interesting topic for today. We kind of discussed airlines a little bit in the past. You know, going into a subscription model because we know Mr. Golden's a big fan of Delta and wants nothing but a Delta subscription for travel and work. But you know, we're talking about, you know, things, what's next? Kind of like what you talked about from the Book Direct show, and what's next for the industry. Let's talk about upsells. Let's talk about revenue streams for travel companies like hotels and airlines and even short-term rentals. On what does that look like? What are we going to focus on other than nightly rate? Because, or, you know, seat per, you know, price per ticket, all that other stuff. You know, great revenue. But is it sustainable? And I guess I want to throw that question to you guys.
Well, you see that a lot of airlines, they were already forwarding after you're making your flight reservation. They were forwarding you to booking.com or whatever, right? But we see as well that airlines also look, okay, how can we just making it more kind of unique in just forwarding traffic to somebody else? So we're working with several airlines already. We also have some other partners in the airline space. So this is more like a trend. They want to go more to how can we really give real benefit if somebody books a flight with us and just only forward them to another OTA. So it's, you can see they want to go more in this control, this supply thing as well. You see, of course, they're quite strong in upselling everything around the flight, if it's regarding check-in luggage or anything what you can do or sometimes transfer. And I think supply always was a bit too difficult or challenging, and they just forwarded to OTAs. But I think there will be some moves going on. You see that we signed some new deals with some airlines who also go into membership programs. One of them is, for example, well, we didn't sign with them, but one of the airlines who has subscription, for example, is an Hungarian one, Wizz Air. So you're just paying an annual fee. In that case, you always have an upgrade when available, seat reservation, etc. More airlines will do this soon. A few of them we signed. So I think this is a trend what you see also to have recurring from the airlines, building a different kind of loyalty. And again, I think soon they're moving all to indeed more salaries and more upsell. And I think hotels were, well, they started a bit with this one. I think they still don't do this so well. Of course, there are some tools out there, but there's always tools, activities. What they try to sell or sometimes some other additional stuff, but not really in the what is surprising, they don't really do it during your stay, which they could do more if your hotel's as a spa or, for example, as other facilities. They never ask them this almost. Or like when you have a great restaurant, should I make a reservation for you in the restaurant? I think some American hotels do this more often, but you don't. It's pretty not common in Europe to ask if your guest is checking in, they shouldn't directly make a reservation for you.
Yeah,
for
the only question you get is, do you want breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but this, I'm surprised. This is the best moment. Somebody just arrived and you just perfect moment directly to push them to your restaurant, right? And this is something what we do with Bridgeroom. Of course, the hotels are giving sometimes vouchers for the restaurant or for the spa. But I think hotels by themselves, this is it come from us. Please give us something extra to our travelers. But they don't do this by themselves often. This is surprising.
Yeah.
Or they say, we see that we have an availability in 2 hours still for spa or whatever. It's okay, great. I just see that we just still have a 1 night availability for the spa in 2 hours. Try it. Upsell.
Yeah. I've talked about the Dean in Dublin a few times, but when we checked in there, they knew it was my birthday. And they said, hey, we've already made a reservation for you for cocktails and or dinner at 7 o'clock if you want it. If not, no problem. Like, it's wonderful. Yes, of course, I'll take it. Sure.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've blocked a time for you because you're special.
Yeah.
Right? Of course, I'm going to say yes. Yeah.
I recently interviewed Greg Fisher from TripShock, which is basically a tours and activities, local destination kind of a directory or referral program, basically where vacation rental hosts or managers, hotels, etc., can have this unlimited access of the local tour operators and activity guides around the area to not only get upsell revenue for them as an operator, but for their guests to have better experiences. Because sometimes, like when you're at a hotel or a vacation rental, you don't have in-property activities or things like that that you can do. So one way to do it is to partner with the local, you know, operators in town. And he was telling me that 80% of the guests, like, they don't book their activities and other, like, upsell services until they're in destination. And granted, there's that, you know, couple, you know, people that are type A, very planning ahead and wanting to have an itinerary for everybody when they, you know, book it 3 months in advance. But, you know, to find out that 80% is incorporated upon arrival or after the day of check-in, that makes me think as, like, an operator, we have to do better implementation of getting that either messaging workflow into our property management software or our communication software or whatever, or even just on our team's list, because that's a huge, huge opportunity to capture, you know, not only just $200 or $300 a night, but, you know, however many dollars a month.
It's important to know what your property does well and what it doesn't. So as an example, in France, we stayed at this beautiful, like, I think it was a 5-star hotel on the lake. It had everything you needed. It had restaurants, it had a spa, it had a gym, it had, you know, access to the lake and everything. But it was exactly a 1 mile walk into the town, right? It was super flat. It was easy to get to, but walking a mile into town and walking a mile back is a long way, especially if you're kind of there for a conference or there for a specific purpose. What it didn't have, the whole town, was taxis or Uber. So you're just kind of stuck out there and you have to walk the distance. So know your property. I would have loved to have rented a bike or a moped or something for 20 euros a day and very easily gotten into town and back in minutes versus, you know, a 20, 25 minute walk. So know what your property does well. If you have a great restaurant, go ahead and hold a reservation for your residents. And if you have a cocktail bar, give them a sample, like give them a welcome drink when they arrive and entice them to stay. And then know what your property doesn't do well or what your town doesn't do well, and give them a moped.
Yeah. But we just said, well, if somebody tell you, okay, I made a reservation for you every 7 o'clock, you will just don't see the selling. Say, oh, this is really appreciated. Thank you so much. And there's a big chance you will take this one, right? So, yeah. Again, I think not many people are educated or trained well to really upsell, but it's huge potential, huge potential. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, so I was also, I don't know if you guys have watched the show on Netflix yet, but the amazing vacation rentals around the world, that new show that came out that Netflix, you know, created, there was one particular episode, I think they're doing like tree houses and stuff. And, one of the guys that created it, he said, you know, the millennial generation, the generation, I would guess I'm in, he's like, you know, they're so focused on experiences. They're not about material things anymore. You know, they don't really care about the nicer cars. Like, you can't say everybody, but they're more about the experience, the memories, that type of stuff. Comfort, convenience. Do you think this is something that airlines, I feel like some airlines can do way better with this type of like luxury moment making type of experience? It's really hard, obviously, with flights that get delayed and, you know, all this extra work that goes into that travel plan. But I just want to know, do you guys think that this is something that any type of travel company can execute better on, or no?
Well, experience is important, right? And if you're traveling with kids and you see that the kids are screaming or whatever, it's annoying for everybody in the plane. If you can do something as an airline and give this kid, give him some whatever, some small toy, give him some pencils, he can draw whatever, and he's quiet, the family's happy, he's great. I had a great experience, cost you a few pencils, and they're quiet, and these kids are quiet, so the people in the plane are happy as well. And this is something like a really small thing, right, which you could do, but just let the baby crying and that's it. So let's think, it's small things is appreciated, and then they just might say, yeah, cost me maybe whatever, $1, $2, whatever, as a cost for for some pencils, but do something extra. That some airlines does this well, right? If you go in with kids to see what you can do. It's an example, right? If somebody is an elder people or something, maybe they can need some support or something there. Again, it's about experiences, but you'll see in the hotels, of course, they treat you sometimes differently. Airlines only when you have a super high status, but they don't really looking at, okay, who is really what is really this person, right? And with who is he traveling with? Can I say something there? So I think airlines can do quite a lot in there. And you see during the process, sometimes when you're making a reservation, what they could do, if, for example, I was searching for some tickets today, and I was selecting, for example, one kid of 12 and one of two, if I go next year. They could recommend, okay, to directly upgrade a specific seat reservations, right? Because it's more convenient for kids. Whatever, it's a perfect moment to upsell, but you just later you just have to choose and you will see what kind of seat you will take. But it's okay, take it directly. You have a front row or whatever where you're going to sit and you will pay for it because you won't have quietness. So this is more convenient for kids or most chosen for people with families or whatever. So I think they're just going to learn still a lot there.
Yeah, I think... when I travel, I try not to make a ton of plans because I think the best moments are ones that you come across, not ones that you have planned down to the minute. Not everyone agrees with me. People travel very differently. What I would like to see is if you go to Rome, for example, you can't go do the Vatican Museum unless you have a booked time reservation. Mm. But the majority of other stuff, you don't need a booked time reservation for. So I just want to know what parts I need to be planned if I want to do it and what parts I don't. Mm-hmm. And for me, like planning a walking tour of the city or planning a wine tasting or something, like, those are things that I wake up on the morning and say, yeah, let's go do a wine tour this afternoon or let's go do. But there's other things that like, oh, I want to go to the Vatican. Crap, I can't. It's all booked up. Right. So I don't want to be inundated with too much, which is often the case. Mm-hmm. Right. You look up on TripAdvisor and like best things to do in this location and there's 60,000 things you can do. I don't want any of it. Like, plain and simple. It takes more time to go through that than it would for me to go to a coffee shop, sit down, talk with the person who's making the coffee and say, what's your favorite thing to do in the city? And that's how I much prefer to travel. For sure. My wife likes things a little bit more planned. So what we try and compromise on is like one planned activity a day. Mm-hmm. And then the rest is just kind of, let's see where the day takes us. And a lot of the times the best moments are the ones that aren't structured and aren't planned. And if you were planned, you would have missed them because you're too focused on being somewhere or not living in the moment.
Well, I think like, I'm curious to see, cause it's all about being in front of the guest, right? I think we just need to have that, maybe just even being present. Whether it's, you know, hey, here's a bunch of activities that you can do planned or not planned. Just how do operators, whether they're tour activity operators, they're vacation rental hosts, managers, hotel, you know, front desk agents, airline members, whatever. How do they keep that visibility of these upsells? Is it just constantly mentioning it? Is it having a list on the website? Is it automated messaging? What are you thinking like when it comes to this? You know, how do you execute this?
Just communication, right? And it could be different ways. And at the end, if you just don't tell people don't know. And it can be by anyway. But at least make sure that the receiver get it, right? And if you're just arriving in a hotel, maybe share them. Maybe the people don't even know that you have a spa or you have specific facilities, use it, right? And maybe indeed ask the question, okay, Mr. or Mrs. Slicker is going to ask you, what is the reason you're visiting the city? Maybe you say, I'm just on a sightseeing. Okay, can I maybe help you with some tourist activities? Maybe you say, no, I'm here for business meetings. Okay, maybe I can arrange you some transport for tomorrow. Whatever, you could say, okay, or do you need your suit like ironed or pressed or your shirt or whatever? So you can this is extra upsell, right? In any case, you can do something there. And I think if you don't have a conversation, it's difficult. So it can be anyways communication. I don't say there's a golden rule. You have to do it personally or by text message or by email, but make sure you just communicate.
Yeah. Golden, I'm curious to know, because I used to upsell like a king when I was at the front desk in a hotel. That was like my bread and butter. I made so much money for the hotel. But vacation rentals, I find it a little bit difficult just because I personally find it difficult, but it's different because you have the contactless check-in part. So what are you, have you seen, and Russ, you can answer this too, but have you guys seen any cool ways that vacation rental properties or owners are able to incorporate upsells with success in getting those upsells to actually be purchased?
Good question. Obviously, it's going to be market specific. I'd say in beach towns that golf carts are popular or bike rentals are popular, those are, I think, a lot easier to sell through the company than is tickets to the water park, right?
Yeah.
People are probably just going to buy those directly with the water park. But it's the things that might be a little harder to find a private chef to come one night, or a boat rental, or something that you might not exactly know where to look to find. Those are, again, those are what I would look for when I'm traveling. Tell me how to get the hard things done easily, and then I'll figure the rest out myself. Like, we all have a smartphone, we all have the internet at our property, hopefully, and it doesn't take a 10-year-old to Google, you know, activities in Destin, Florida.
Yeah.
But you just have to, again, know what your traveler is looking for. If your traveler is a bunch of guys our age, or your traveler is three generations of a family, you have to offer different things. Like, grandma's not going parasailing, but the three of us might. Right.
I don't know. Your grandma might, from what we've seen on those What's With the Noise clips, she might be a little party animal.
Yeah. But I think, again, it goes back to like knowing your traveler.
Yeah.
But the OTAs make it a lot harder to know your traveler these days. They don't even know why you're traveling. Like Ross's statement earlier, if it's a business travel, like, I don't need tickets to the water park. Right.
I
need a taxi to pick me up at 5 a.m. because I have to get to the airport the next morning. But it's the little conversations, and this kind of goes against a lot of the episodes we've done before of automated check-in, contactless check-in. It makes it a little bit tougher to personalize it through an app or something.
It's about communication. And I think if the experience and it works well by using the app, I think it's fine. There are apps out there. There's a Tello app or other ones. They're out there. You can book some tour, and it, again, it has to be working well, right? If it's just a chatbot that doesn't know anything, it's getting annoying. But if you just, again, you have to check in, and even though when you know that somebody check in, then ask some questions, even though going to be text message or on the way, I think there's also more like a trend. You just see, even those simple text messages, if somebody could help you, I'm your personal assistant in this hotel, let me know if I can help you. It's a personal way still what you can do by automation. I'm just looking back, actually.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say just one thing that we do in our automated workflows, that we have a pre-arrival form for all of our guests to fill out. So it's kind of a requirement that we ask that before they get their door code that they fill this out. And in that part, there's a reason for your stay with us. And we don't do that for just security purposes, to make sure that, you know, it's not going to be like a party house or whatever. But at the end of the day, they tell us, you know, we're here for our honeymoon, we're here for a hiking getaway, we're here for this. And that gives us the opportunity to take that little bit of info from an automated process to then enhance that, you know, that welcome experience a little bit. So there's little things like that that you could do.
But you never get the question, did you ever went to the city before? If I book a hotel in Rome, I never get the question, you went to Rome before, or did you stay in this hotel before? If you know 100%. This is the first time that you're staying in this hotel, of course, you can tell them more about the hotel. If somebody stayed there before, you can skip a part of the question. If you go for the first time to Rome, you might need some more help. So this is a few questions that people could ask. And I was really, one of my first jobs, I think I was 15 or 16, I worked for Pierre & Vacances, like a holiday park, actually. And I was doing reservation by phone. It was amazing. And it was the same.
So I know.
It was amazing. And they were just making reservations, and I was just on the phone, right? It was super cool. And indeed, we could absorb everything from towels, from bed linen, whatever. I was selling everything because it was, and it was so much fun. Even though for the bonuses, it was just fun to do. And I think that's what, and people are just, and we get trained as well. But it's, I think as well, what you see a lot, people are not trained anymore, right? You just sitting by the desk and it's like, okay, what's your name? This is the form and buy. And it's like, come on.
Is it a matter of training or is it a matter of incentivizing the right activities, right? Like as a front desk agent, you're not getting paid any extra if they book a spa or not, are you?
In some hotels, like when I was with the Autograph Collection, you know, we got a commission off of any upsell and room upgrades. And then we didn't have like any particular ones for like restaurant and spa, but we did get perks. Like we were incentivized to, you know, if they heard our name being mentioned all the time, or even just calling ahead, like, hey, I booked Mr. and Mrs. Smith for 3 p.m. tomorrow, just letting you know that they were recommended by me. Keeping track.
I think it's a combination. Training is super important. I think if you like your job, you're doing it by yourself. And saying, well, if you certify them, you can say the one who sold the most spa packages in a day with a free spa treatment by themselves. Whatever. Doesn't cost you much. At the end, it's super cool to do so. And I think, again, I think a lot of hotels or any in travel or in different businesses, they're not thinking how to use it. I still think also what we see, of course, a trend is now that people are not trained enough anymore, right? You see the people behind the front desk, they didn't even study hotel school, and then they're training in a hotel school how to put their cutleries ready, whatever, and how to say ma'am. With all respect, and not often, I don't think that they got much sales training, which I think is super important.
Well, training, and then just I think the right hire, you got to hire the right type of personality for people that are willing to go out in that.
And you don't want your front desk to feel like you're just selling all the time, right? So there is definitely training involved to do it the right way. Like for only $20 more, you can have a bigger room. It's like,
for us, it was like always easy because
you only one available.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mike, let's say you and your wife are checking in, and I could be like, "Hey, Mr. Golden, I see you have a mountain facing view. It's a one bedroom. I know you got your son with you. It's a great room, but I just want to let you know, we have so many great opportunities to get you on the ocean facing side easily for $20 a night. I can get that to you. Normally it'd be about 45 to 50. But for you, I want to make sure you guys have a really great stay." And something like that would be like, "Oh, okay, cool." And then at the end of the day, we have a complimentary happy hour that I'm going to give you as well. Because I know you guys had a long trip and drove over, 5 hours to get here. Boom. I'm pretty sure you might be a jerk and be like, no, I don't want it because you're my friend and you want to make it like not easy. But at the end of the day, if you were a stranger, most people would be like, you know what? At the end of the day, $20 extra a night plus a great view. The wife and kid are happy. Plus, I'm getting a free beer in 2 hours. All right, let's do it. So I don't know. Just small stuff like that. It's like not being direct, but being direct, if that makes sense.
And again, if you have the conversation, right, if you're just a nice guy, and even if you ask them again, this is your first time in Rome, nice that you're taking kids, I guess it's like a small holiday, you ever been here before, it's your conversation. It's okay, if you need my help, I'm more than happy to. Most of the people coming with kids, they go into this kind of activity. I can book it for you if you want, because then it might skip you the line, because it will be probably annoying if you have to wait for 1.5 hour in the line, which happening often there. So I think it's pretty annoying with kids, so I can help you there. It's like, oh, this is convenience and experience. And you just think, okay, it's good. It saves me. And maybe this guy gets something for it. But he says, okay, it's actually makes sense, right? And if you say you're paying whatever, $20 for an upgrade, and you say, okay, but what I will do, I give you $20 voucher for the spa. The same person going to spend $20 in the spa, but the spa package costs $150, right? So you can also use it to upsell other stuff. And I think, again, maybe we should do trainings. Maybe we should do a different podcast how to train your stuff. But it is... I think people are not trained anymore, or not. You can see also the not motivated to sell something because there's no incentive. And I think, first of all, I think it should come from yourself. Second of all, you'll be incentivized. Of course, it will help you.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's no incentive for me to ask the extra questions, then like I'll just do the easy job, right? Like that's what the mentality is probably with 90% of the people. It's going to be more work if I ask more questions versus just here's your key. See you later. Yeah. right? For so sure. I guess it sounds like hotels need to do a better job of incentivizing their staff. It could be training only goes as far as incentives, right? Yeah. If I'm not incentivized to ask the extra questions, what's the point? So,
but there's a big difference. If I go to the US, if you go to a restaurant, they keep asking you if your glass is half empty. Is like, can I bring you a new one? You want the same, or you want to prefer something differently? It's a question if you want to have a drink, yes or no. No, do you want to prefer the same or something differently? The way of asking questions, right? And second of all, in Europe, you just have to raise and say, can I order something? Yeah, wait a minute. And then you have to wait one more time. No, and then you're waiting 5 minutes and raise again your hand because it's still not forgot you because they're just helping other people.
Well, there's an incentive there, right? US they work off of tips. In Europe, they don't. So the incentive is to drive up the price of the bill so they get a larger tip.
So you're good right in there, right?
Back to incentives. Exactly.
Very true.
We were in London and everything closes at 10 p.m. Like it's wild. All the neighborhood pubs close. You can't find a drink in London, one of the largest cities in the world, past 10 p.m. unless you search for an hour and a half, and then you can finally find something. But we walked into this pub about 10 minutes before closing with a crowd of 12 or so people. We would have all bought a round then and possibly one more right before close, right? But the bartender literally said, "Oh man, we're closing in 10 minutes. I can't be bothered. Like I'm not going to stay here an extra hour." And we're like, "Holy cow. Okay, fine. Like we'll just leave. Like, we don't want anything." Like, so again, there's no incentive for that guy to stay the extra 30 minutes past closing to have us there because he's not getting 10, 20% on the 150 pounds we would have just about spent, right? But that bar owner just lost out on 150 pounds. there's a big misaligned incentives. And you know, we talk about labor shortage in the hospitality community and paying fair wages. Well, pay the same wages, but incentivize them to perform better and everybody wins, right?
For sure. I agree. Well, this sounds like a whole other episode that we can go and create on training and incentivizing. And, you know, maybe we'll be the reason why the industry's labor shortage is solved because people are listening to our great advice on the show. But I want to get to our new segment really quickly because I think it's super fun. And I think I'm going to stump you guys today on whose brand is it anyway? Woo! So if you guys are ready, I don't think you're going to get it, but here we go.
I don't think I've gotten one yet. Mama Shelter? Okay. Is this one live?
It is live. I double checked.
It doesn't. It looks like a rendering.
I would go for Best Western.
Rendering. It is a rendering, but I did double check that there's one in Los Angeles that is bookable right now. So I can tell you that.
I still think Best Western somehow.
I'm going to go with a core.
Ooh, Golden finally got one right. It's the core.
All right.
But, yeah, I so was just looking.
Absolutely not.
Not.
Well, that's why your wife was before the episode. She was sitting next to you, so she just read it there with her phone. As soon as this mama
showed the camera, she was typing up.
Yeah. And she was on the phone like, Acquire. Mm-hmm. She has those signs, right? She has those five signs like,
don't be mad, I got it, Nina. Don't be mad, I got it.
Awesome. Well, all right, guys, this has been a fun episode. Let's whip up some great more, you know, content for next week. But until then, we'll see you guys again soon. Enjoy the rest of the week.